inspections. I remember Mum's scorn for fare dodgers. "Sorry, Mum, but this is different," I tell her. I don't really believe in heaven, but I still find myself talking to her. And to Dad too. The transformation is complete, and the ladies is all mine again. Furtively, no, casually, I mustn't look furtive, I emerge and look at myself in the mirror. The clothes and the hold-all are nondescript, which is the effect I wanted. My face is unfortunately not nondescript at all. I look Chinese, like Dad, instead of English, like Mum. For some reason, thinking about Mum and Dad isn't hurting so much as usual. I suppose the excitement and nerves are covering up the hurt. If my hair had been long, I could maybe have cut it. But it's short, black and shiny. Hood up, hood down. Sunglasses on, off. No time for dithering, as a crescendo of train wheels and a floating announcement remind me, the 9:45 for Glasgow Central is now arriving at Platform 1. Calling at Cheltenham Spa, Birmingham New Street, Preston, Carlisle and Motherwell. Platform 1 for the 9:45 to Glasgow Central. Suddenly I feel sick. It's the thought of all those stops.